Hello and welcome. It's Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Joel Johnson, certified financial planner and the co-founder of Johnson Brunetti. You've seen him as the host of Better Money on WFSB Channel 3 on the Saturday and Sunday morning news with Kara Sundlin. He's been an analyst for Fox Business, Fox Connecticut, NBC 30, and WTNH Channel 8, a published author in Forbes, The Wall Street Journal, and The Hartford Business Journal, and the author of six of his own books, including most famously, The Money Map. Joel, what's happening? How are you this week?
Doing great. I'm excited about the show today. We've spent a lot of time preparing for this show, and what we're going to talk to you about today is putting your retirement in the fast lane. As you know, so many people come in and visit with me from the radio program and also from our TV program on Saturday and Sunday morning on Channel 3 with Kara Sundlin. And what we are hearing is there's really two states of mind that people come in with. One is a very confident state of mind. They know they have enough money. They just want to make sure that their money's invested properly, that their estate planning is all set, that their tax situation, they're not paying more taxes than they need to. So it's kind of a confident mindset. But I would still say they need to make sure that their retirement plan is put in the fast lane, because we want to make sure those investments, the estate planning, the asset protection, it all set up for the retirement. But then there's another group of people that come in where they just have no idea. They don't have that confidence because they don't know if they've saved enough money. Yes, they know they have to focus on making sure they have the right investments. Yes, they know they've got to make sure their wills and trusts are in place. But their main concern is, have I saved enough money? So two groups of people, both of them desperately needing to put their retirement plan in the fast lane. The first group that's confident, they want to make sure they put the finishing touches on a plan and implement that strategy going forward so they can have peace of mind. The second group, they need to really know if they're going to be okay in retirement. Yes, they need, like the first group, to make sure their investments are all set up, their estate planning is set up and so on, but they're in a very different place. They just want to know, hey, am I going to be okay? Both of those groups needing to put their retirement in the fast lane. So we've got a great show about that today. You're going to want to take some notes. John, let's jump right into it.
Well, let's talk about putting your retirement plan in the fast lane, getting you from point A to point B as easily and quickly and efficiently as possible. Maybe you have a big nest egg saved up and you think you're ready to retire. But, you know, remember, just because you have a stack of statements, that doesn't equal a plan. You need to chart your retirement out, have your roadmap all the way to the end. So let's talk about getting your retirement plan in the fast lane, Joel. And one of the things is start planning right now. It's so easy to procrastinate and say, I'll do it next week or next month or next year, but start right now.
Yeah, it is very easy to procrastinate. And what we see all the time is that the more confident somebody is, the more they tend to put off putting on those finishing touches. You know, if you're standing on a railroad track and the train is coming right at you, you know you have an emergency, you better move right away. But if you're sitting back on the beach, you kind of know you have enough money, that's where people tend to make mistakes. And so we want to start planning right now. Are their investments set up properly? All of these types of questions that need to be answered. We've got to start planning right now. So that's what's probably the most important. And even if you put a plan together 3 years ago or 5 years ago, things have changed. You know, are you working with the right advisor? There's so many questions that need to be answered. So the first key point here about putting your retirement in the fast lane is start planning right now and make sure you have a plan.
Well, and to your point about things changing over the years, that's the next point we want to raise, is that you need to check your route throughout the journey to be sure you stay on track. You can't just go complete autopilot and never think about it again.
Well, that's exactly correct. And, you know, we see that a lot when people are using these online retirement planning tools, these financial calculators that tell you if you have enough money saved. They'll even do a calculation on how much you can take off your portfolio and not run out of money. Maybe you're using one of these calculators to do your asset allocation. And there's two problems with that. One is that you need to constantly update it. Two is you're not using a human being to bounce ideas off of that has wisdom of working with thousands of retirees. And again, we're not the only firm here, folks, that does that. But you need the expertise. You need the wisdom of somebody else, not just a computer program that, quite frankly, has probably been programmed by somebody that's not anywhere near retirement. You know, it's about asking the right questions as you're going down your route to retirement. And that's why we say check your route throughout the entire journey to make sure you remain on track. That's why at our office, we do annual reviews. And we do that income projection all over again, that retirement income plan. We look at the money map and we see if somebody's on track. We adjust to changes in their lifestyle and so on. It's so important. Maybe it's grandkids. Maybe it's a child that's in need. We've got to check our route throughout the entire journey to make sure you are on track.
Another thing you want to be sure you're doing is getting help from an advisor who actually specializes in retirement planning. And that's not all financial advisors, Joel.
Yeah, that's a key, is getting help from a retirement specialist, a retirement advisor. There are a lot of great financial advisors out there, registered investment advisors, people that do deep financial planning, but not all of them specialize in retirement. Why is that important? Well, it's important because if you have somebody that specializes in business owners who have most of their net worth tied up in the business and who need to learn to extract cash out of the business in order to have a retirement that's not dependent on their business, that's a completely different focus than somebody that specializes in people that are within 5 years of retirement or have already retired, that maybe worked for a big firm all their lives, or maybe they had a business and now they sold it, that need good investment advice, estate planning advice. You see, there's all kinds of different specialties in our business. I have a friend of mine out in California who only works with doctors, and he only works with doctors that are partners in practices that have three owners or less. So you can really get into niching these specialties, but if you get in front of the wrong advisor, or if you get in front of a desperate advisor that's just trying to make everyone in the world a client, you're bound to have problems down the line. Find somebody that specializes in retirement.
If we're going to put your retirement in the fast lane, we want to be sure we're guarding against things like inflation, higher taxes down the road, the skyrocketing costs of health care. A lot of folks have thought about some or maybe one of those things, but most people haven't addressed all of them.
So we've got three main things that can really ruin and eat up your retirement. Let's talk about these three things. First one is inflation. Inflation is the loss of your purchasing power. Now, there's a much more technical, proper academic definition of that, but forget about all that for a minute. It's just the loss of your purchasing power. What inflation simply means is whatever costs $2.60 today, for instance, gas is about $2.60 a gallon, I think, somewhere around there, is going to cost $5.20. It's going to probably double during the course of your retirement. It may even triple in cost. How are you going to keep up with the need to have more income? How are you going to generate more income? Our plans design that for you. Higher taxes. I don't think it's any mystery in this world that based on the promises that our government has made, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, different types of entitlement programs, the taxes are probably going to go up. Look right here in the state of Connecticut and the type of financial problems that we're having. Taxes in Connecticut are probably going to go up. So what do you have to combat that? What kind of provisions have you made in your financial plan to cover the higher taxes? And then the third thing is the cost of health care. We are now doing financial plans where, in addition to designing a good retirement income plan for families, we've set aside $250,000 in reserve for some of them to cover health care costs that will not be covered by their own insurance or Medicare. Very important. So those three items we need to guard against: inflation eating away at your purchasing power, higher taxes eating away at your retirement income, and the potential skyrocketing costs of health care, meaning either long-term care or just good old-fashioned regular health care like going to see the doctor or having minor procedures done. We've got to protect your retirement against those things. So think about what we've talked about so far to get your retirement plan in the fast lane. We want to start planning right now. You want to check your route throughout the entire journey, continuing to check your route before you're retired and also after you're retired to make sure you're on track. Get help from a retirement professional. Get help from a financial advisor that specializes in retirement. And again, we're not the only one out there. There are great financial advisors out there, but many of them do not specialize in retirement. And then guarding against those three dangers of inflation, higher taxes, and skyrocketing costs when it comes to healthcare. For most people, the missing piece of the retirement puzzle is how you'll generate income in retirement. That's especially challenging right now, given these record low interest rates. You'll find the answers in our complimentary, customized Money Map retirement plan. when you get this plan, you're going to discover exactly how and when to wring every nickel out of your Social Security benefits. You'll discover all of your options on how to make your money work for you to generate income in retirement while minimizing the risk you're taking in the stock market. You'll discover how to insulate your savings from the rising costs of health care, higher taxes, and inflation. Plus, you will learn some other strategies to ensure you never, never, never run out of money in retirement. This customized Money Map retirement plan that we prepare for you. And when I say customized, I mean customized. No two are the same. It's not some cookie cutter plan we put together. This is based on your needs, your goals, what you tell us in that one-on-one visit. It's designed specifically for you, and it won't cost you one nickel. It's only limited to the first 10 callers on the show today, however. So if you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers right now. Call 1-800-705-1232. You can also text your first and last name to that number, or call if you think that's easier. 1-800-705-1232. Get your customized Money Map retirement plan. It never hurts to get a second opinion, even if you already have a plan. So call now, 1-800-705-1232.
And when you come in, don't forget, you'll get a copy of Joel's book, The Money Map, to go along with your Money Map retirement review. That's a very simple map to help you get from point A to point B when it comes to your retirement plan. 800-705-1232 is the number. Remember, you can call or you can text, whichever is easiest for you. 800-705-1232. This is Money Wisdom. Joel Johnson is a certified financial planner, co-founder of Johnson Brunetti, the author of 6 books, including The Money Map, and the host of Better Money on WFSB Channel 3 on the Saturday and Sunday morning news. We're talking about getting your retirement in the fast lane, being sure you're getting from point A to point B as quickly and efficiently as you can. We covered a lot of ground already, but Joel, let's continue down this path, being sure we have our flight plan put together, if you will. One thing we want to think about is all of our essential expenses in retirement, all the basic lifestyle things that we can't do without. And we want to be sure that we have the checks coming in to pay for those expenses in a way that doesn't rely on stock market returns.
Well, that's absolutely correct. And you know, for some people, if you really have a much larger net worth, you know, maybe you can rely on dividends from a stock portfolio. But keep in mind, the dividend on the S&P right now is below 2%. So if you need $200,000 worth of income and you have $10 million in stocks, then 2% covers your $200,000 of income if you're just taking the dividends. But for most people, they want to create a blend of steady cash flow that's coming in that's not relying on stocks, but also then to have stocks or stock funds, whether it's mutual funds or exchange-traded funds or index funds, to cover the future needs that we talked about earlier, like inflation. Let's talk about this concept of covering essential expenses in retirement income with either your guaranteed income that you may be getting from other sources or from different strategies that you can use in investments. Now, one of the first things that we should look at is how much are we getting from Social Security and pensions, because those are what we consider sources of guaranteed income. And for some of you out there, Social Security and pension may meet the majority or all of the retirement income needs. But for many of you, it does not. Is there a way, if it does not meet the retirement income needs that you have? Meaning, if your Social Security and your pension, when you add them both up, or maybe you don't even have a pension, you're $2,000 a month short or $3,000 a month, is there a way to go out there and buy a pension? Well, there is. You can go to an insurance company and buy what's called a guaranteed investment contract, or you can buy a government bond that produces a guaranteed stream of income, or you could buy some type of an annuity, which in academia they talk a lot about buying an immediate annuity is like buying a pension to cover those income needs so that all your income needs are guaranteed. Now, for many of you, this may make sense. For some of you, it may not make sense. Annuities are not right for everybody. Government bonds are not right for everybody. Maybe real estate would be a way to create cash flow that's not dependent on the market, but that's not right for everybody. So the key here is dealing with a specialist, a retirement advisor that understands all the different investment options so that you can create a retirement income that's not 100% dependent on mutual funds that are exposed to stocks, but you have the right amount of exposure to the market to protect against inflation. It sounds a little complicated, but It doesn't have to be. It can be very, very simple. And the key is you need to have the peace of mind of knowing that you don't have to worry about money for the rest of your life. At least that's what most people that come in and talk to me say. They want peace of mind. And most of our clients feel that sense of peace of mind if they know that that check, that monthly check, is coming in regardless of what happens in the stock market.
Now, I want to be very careful before I make this next point, which is important, but I think a lot of people can take it the wrong way, Joel. When we say you want to prepare a budget before you enter into retirement, I think a lot of people recoil at that idea because it's almost like, well, a budget's going to tell me I can't spend the money I want to spend. That's not what we're trying to tell you. What is the importance of preparing a budget, and how should that look in retirement planning?
Well, first of all, let me say that I am very offended, John, and I recoil at the idea of having a budget.
Had a feeling.
I don't like budgets. In fact, Wendy and I, and by the way, we just celebrated our 30th anniversary, so I'm excited about that. Hopefully she's excited about it. I think she is. She said she was. And when I look back over our lives, one of the ways we've avoided having a formal budget, and I mean a budget where you write everything down. You go to the Dunkin' Donuts and you get a cup of coffee and you write that down, or even nowadays you can do it on an app, of course, is we've just saved right off the top at least 15% of our annual income. 15% of our annual income right off the top. And there's that old saying of save first and spend the rest. And as long as you're saving enough, you'll be taken care of. So that can be a form of budgeting. But in retirement, what we've found that most of our clients that are either already retired or getting ready to retire really need, that sort of adds to this putting your retirement in the fast lane, is some type of, maybe it's a little loose, maybe it's not every single item, but some type of budget that says this is how much you need coming in every month. It might be $3,000, it might be $30,000, but we know based on your current expenses and based on your needs, we've got to deliver this every single month. So that's the form of budget that we're talking about for the most part. Some people, again, love to have that detail of where every nickel is going. I don't like the idea of somebody telling me, well, I've gone to the movies three times this month. I can't go a fourth because it's not in the budget. And some of that can be taken care of. Some of that recoiling from a budget can quite frankly be taken care of if you just know that you've got enough money to last for the rest of your life and you can spend everything coming in every month. Obviously not borrow, which most of you don't do, but you can spend every bit of cash flow you have coming in every month because your needs are taken care of in the future. You know that cash flow is going to come in, and you know that you've got plans to protect against inflation. So preparing a budget, it's more of a ballpark idea of what you need coming in every month.
Well, we can budget all day long, and we can even go into great detail if we want, but at the end of the day, we're still going to have some surprise expenses, and that's our next point here. We want to plan for those, even though we don't know yet what they are.
Well, we do, and one of the big things that comes up as we do retirement planning for our clients and for people that come in from this radio show is those expenses we don't know about. We all sort of know that there's probably going to be some emergencies that come up around the healthcare area, and we can budget and reserve for that. We like to create a little side fund for unexpected expenses. But what about when you want to help out a child or a grandchild? What about if there's an emergency, something that comes up, maybe it's a family situation, as I mentioned, maybe it's something that happens with your house that the insurance doesn't cover. You know, up in the northeast part of the state here in Connecticut, we've got that problem with the cracking foundations. Well, who could have known that 30 years ago? And so we've got to have some type of expense surprise account. I like to call it a contingency account, where we've at least set aside some money so we don't have to wreck our investment plan when we need to draw down for those particular expenses.
You want to, of course, be sure you're doing all of the basic things like avoiding taxes and penalties by being sure that you're withdrawing from the right accounts at the right times.
Yeah, and part of our retirement income analysis that we do, it helps people. It'll help you figure out what accounts you should draw from first. I started back in this business in 1989 as a stockbroker, trained by one of the big firms. And what they always told us is, Joel, what you need to do for clients is leave all their tax-deferred money alone, their IRAs, their 401ks, tax-sheltered annuities, deferred compensation. Leave that money alone long as possible and pull money from non-qualified accounts like a brokerage account or mutual funds that aren't inside of a 401k or an IRA, pull money from those non-qualified accounts because then they'll pay less in taxes today. We're not interested in just paying less in taxes today. We're interested in overall for the rest of your life paying less in taxes, which means we can't be so hung up on today that we create a tax time bomb in the future. So part of good retirement planning is deciding which amounts that you're taking from which accounts. Which amounts from which accounts, I like to say, because obviously it rhymes. So we want to avoid taxes today if possible, but we don't want to create a problem in the future where we're making our tax situation worse. So that is part of putting your retirement on the fast track, which is just avoiding taxes and penalties by making sure you're withdrawing from the right accounts in the right order.
And then one final thing we want to think about is understanding Social Security and how to maximize our Social Security benefits, although we don't want to do that at the expense of all of our other assets either. It all needs to work together.
Yeah, and one of the traps that we see people getting caught up in right now is looking at the Social Security decisions, like when to take Social Security. Should I take a spousal benefit or my own benefit? Looking at that Social Security decision in a silo as if it was the only decision that someone had to make. That is absolutely not the right way to look at Social Security. You need to look at your Social Security as an asset. Your Social Security is an asset. Your pension is an asset. If you have rental real estate, that's an asset. If you have stocks, that's an asset. If you have bonds, that's an asset. Social Security is another asset that you own, another piece of property that you have. And maximizing Social Security means looking at how it coordinates with all your other retirement savings to generate the most income possible in the most tax efficient way. So for some of you, you should wait till the last moment to take Social Security. Wait till age 70. Others should take it as early as possible. And a lot of people don't understand this, but the wealthier you are, the more we can make a very valid argument for you taking Social Security early, not late. So it's so important as, again, part of this putting your retirement in the fast lane is understanding how to maximize Social Security benefits. And we can help you do that. So for the entire show, we've been talking about putting your retirement in the fast lane. And let me just summarize what we've discussed so far. Start planning right now. Check your route throughout your entire journey to make sure that you are still on track. Get help from a retirement professional, from somebody that specializes in retirement. You've got to guard against inflation, higher taxes, and the skyrocketing costs of healthcare. You've got to plan on covering essential expenses with as much guaranteed income as we can, so you're not reliant on an up and down stock market. Preparing a budget or at least some type of a guideline of what you can spend every month. Plan for some expense surprises. Avoid taxes and penalties by making sure you're withdrawing from the right accounts in the right order. And of course, understanding how to maximize your Social Security benefit and coordinating that with all your other retirement assets. You've saved and invested for retirement. Now what do you do to put your retirement plan in the fast lane? What are you going to do with all that money you've saved? How do you make it work for you? The answer is in our personalized Money Map retirement plan. When you get our personalized Money Map retirement plan, you'll discover concrete steps to minimize risk, how to turn your savings into an income workhorse in retirement, how to avoid the retirement tax trap that could cost you thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. You'll learn how to protect everything you've worked for from the skyrocketing costs of healthcare and inflation, and why so many retirement plans are destined to fail due to gaping holes and costly mistakes. And get this, for the first seven callers on the show today, the personalized analysis, this second opinion, if you've already got a first opinion, won't cost you one thin dime. So you've got nothing to lose. And if you don't have a first opinion, come in and get your Money Map retirement plan. We've put it all in an easy to understand format. It's got actionable strategies, and it's all on just one page, obviously with all the backup if you want that backup and that detail. But the beauty of it is it's simple and it's all on one page. To get your personalized Money Map retirement plan, be one of the first seven callers right now at 1-800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. You can also text your first and last name to that number, and we'll get back to you and set up a time for you to come in and visit with us and get your personalized Money Map retirement plan. You'll be glad you did.
800-705-1232 is the number to call. That's 800-705-1232. 705-1232. Remember, you can call or text, whichever's easiest for you. When you come in, you'll get a copy of Joel's book, The Money Map, to go along with your Money Map Retirement Review. 800-705-1232. Joel, thanks as always for your wisdom.
We'll talk to you next week.
Same time, same place, right here on Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents in all appropriate jurisdictions.